So how do we move forward against this background? Again, if we're going to change practice, we have to focus on what the ultimate clinical benefit will be. In terms of regulatory discussions, clinical benefit is defined as an improvement in the risk-reward ratio for an experimental therapy relative to a control. The endpoint can be tumor-specific, certainly safety or toxicity is also, or a combination of the two. And if we're going to do this, we need a series of trials which are in fact experiments that have a question, a patient population that's well-defined, an intervention, outcome measures, and conclusions. And how to prove that a systemic therapy works ultimately will get us in a position to say what the treatment can do for an individual in terms relative to what it actually can do to that individual. Now, we've heard a lot about we have to do survival, and I was interested that some did not feel that metastatic progression was appropriate. But again, the problem with some of the survival-based studies is at the end of the day, the survival analysis is based on a relatively small percentage of the patients who are entered into the trial. This led us in part to assemble a group to really butt heads and try to figure out how can we demonstrate clinical benefit more appropriately. And I'll make the argument again that we have to focus on high-risk populations and identify some intermediate endpoints that give us predictive information early. So again, I think we can argue about doubling times in terms of post-therapy changes, but there's really no ambiguity if you use an endpoint of is it detectable or is it not detectable, obviously controlling for whether or not there are still effects of androgen deprivation in terms of has the testosterone recovered. So does this endpoint provide us with prognostic information? Collaborating with Anthony D'Amico, we suggested that he look at his data in terms of the prostate-specific mortality after androgen suppression, in terms of whether or not it achieved a nadir, in this case, less than 0.2. And again, deaths from prostate cancer occurred in the patients who did not achieve this endpoint. So we propose this as a short-term endpoint and using the goal for contemporary trials, particularly in minimal disease, and in particular with cytotoxic, the goal should be achievement of no evidence of disease status, and using this as a screening tool to start ranking different treatments.